We had two lishonos. I'm not sure exactly on the days. Whether Rav and Shmuel. Right. Whether the machlokas is davka more than 10 amas. And then the machlokas is whether you say pitikra on all four sides or not. Or davka within arba amas, amas is the machlokas. And everybody holds more than 10 amas doesn't help. So Mordechai says, V'hodom Rav Yehuda, Korah, Dalet, Mater b'churba, that in a churba that has no mechitzas, a Korah that you put up, that's Dalet Tvachim, helps to be materit. So, what's it called? Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua, Korah Dalet Mater b'mayim. Same thing goes with a Korah that's above the water. We say Pitikra Yori Vesose on all the sides, money. So who does that go according to? So the Hachlish and the Amris Be'eser, Lo Plige, Be'eser V'Divrei HaKol. According to the Lashon, it says that if it's only 10 Amos or less, then everybody holds you say Pitikra Yori Vesose. So then what's it called? It goes according to everybody. The Hachlish and the Amris Be'eser Plige, Kirav. But according to those who hold that even 10 amas, Shmuel argues and says it doesn't help Pitikra, then it goes only according to Rav. Rashi, Kora arba, mater b'churba, churba aprutza b'shus harabi, b'nesra b'tilpa, you have a churba that all the mechitzas are down, and it's in b'shus harabi, and the tilt, and it becomes a carmelis, v'yesh b'kora, rasheh nesunim al shnei yesedos, and there's a Korah that goes from wall to wall that closes off with Pitikra, that wall. Mutar talpul tachteo. You're allowed to carry under that Korah. There's no mechitzas in the building. There's a Korah that's four tefachim wide, so it's enough space to be, what's it called, closed in by mechitzas. And you say Pitikra on all the sides of the Korah. So the Korah has no mechitzas, though. It just has four Pitikras. So, what's it called? Who does that go according to? Did Arba Piosel, you are in the Sosman Beis, Betsito Beis Barosha. You see four Pitikras, two on the side and two on the length. So, who does that go according to? So, the Gemara says, if you hold that even Shmuel holds that you can have four Pitikras if it's less than 10 Amos, so here it's talking where it's less than 10 amas. And if you hold that Shmuel holds even less than 10 amas, you don't say Pitikra, then it has to go according to Rav. Okay. Let's say Abai and Rava, who argue by Sukkah, are arguing in the same achlokas of Rav Shmuel, if you say Pitikra, then we Rashi learns on all four sides. Ditmar, Sikhe Chalgabe Achsadra, if you put schach on an achsadra, sheyesh la p'tzimim, the way Rashi learns is the achsadra has p'tzimim, it has boards, posts, that make up the walls less than three tefachim apart, all the way around. So even though the achsadra has no real walls, but this makes up the wall. The fact that there's what's it called, posts, three tefachim, less than three tefachim apart, all around, even though it's a mechitza that only goes one way, since it goes all to all the mechitzas, that's good enough. Ein lo p'tzimim, if it doesn't have posts, it's completely open. It's open on all four sides, and it has schach on top. Abai omer k'sheira, v'rav omer p'suba. Abai omer k'sheira, omer p'tikra yori v'sosi. Since the schach rests on boards, those boards are considered that they go all the way down. They make the mechitza for the sukkah. But Rava Amar Psuva, Lo Amar Pitikri Yor Vesosim. And Rava holds you don't say Pitikri Yor Vesosim, at least when all four walls are open. Morlima Abaye Karav, Rava Kishmuel. So it seems that Abaye and Rava are arguing the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Mar says no. Aliba de Shmuel, Kuli Amalo Plige. Everybody agrees, according to Shmuel, that it wouldn't be good. Even what's it called? Abayu says it's kosher, only says it's kosher according to Rav. But Abayu agrees that Shmuel with all this is no good. Because just like you don't say Pitikra for Shabbos, you don't say it by Sukkah either. Mara says, Aliba de Shmuel, Kole Amalo Plige, Ki Plige, Aliba de Rav. Their whole machlokus is in Rav. Abayu Karav, Abayu holds like Rav, that even you say Pitikra, even on all four sides. But Rava, and Rava holds no. Even Rav would agree over here by Sukkah, it's no good. Adkan lo koma Rav hosom el dehoni mechitzas lach sagra vidi. When did Rav say that you say Pitikri or the so same? When the Tikri was made for the sake of the thing that you want to make the mechitzas. The Tikri over here was made for the sake of the achsadra. Abul hacha, dehoni mechitzas lav the sukkah vidi lo. But over here, these mechitzas weren't made for a sukkah. You want to now say Pitikra to make it into a sukkah, that can't be. And this halacha of when the chitzes weren't made for the achshav, the sukkah, right, or anything, you don't say Pitikra or the so same, some say is a clear din d'rabbanan. In a Torah, you don't need mechitzes that are made specifically for that thing, but over here, the rabbanan were machmer. And some say that it's a din d'oraisa, the din of Pitikra was a special kula. It was only said where though that tikra was made for these mechitzas. But if the tikra wasn't made for those mechitzas, right, it wasn't made for what was beneath or whatever, then it's no good. Shirashi. Sheyesh lepsimim, amudim kfuim b'mechitzaseha, pochus megim. On all four sides, there are posts less than three tvachim away from each other. So that creates the wall. Aliba dishmua kuliyam lo plige. Kolomar, vadekidiko amras. Abaya ka Rav. Abaya can only hold like Rav. The loki shmua. The molda abaya to the shmua psula. Abaya is also molda that according to shmua will be possible. But abaya holds like Rav. And mainly holds his kosher. The given the bachsadra, the hanech pios, tikra lachsadra nasu. The filohachi osar, the tilkil shabbos, koshkin lo mahani linyan suka, to lo the suka vidi. If Shmuel holds that by an achsadra, where the koros were made for the sake of the achsadra, and still it doesn't help, Kolshkin over here by sukkah, where the koros weren't made for the same sukkah, ki pligi aliba the rav, but the machlokas is in rav itself. With Rav, who holds over there by Achsadra, that it's good, but he holds over here, it's also good. Chlomar, Hada Amras Rava Kishmuel, the Lo Karav, Lohi. The Rava Nomi Karav Omra. Rava said his din according to Rav. Let me say, Omra Lacha, Ad Khan, Lo Koi Shorur, Shori Rav, Linyan Shabbos. When did Rav say it's Mutter, Lagabe Shabbos, where the beams were made for the sake of the Achsadra? El Tahani Mechitzis. P. Osan HaKoros. But over here, the Koros were not put up for the sake of the Sukkah. They were put up for the sake of this Achsadra. The Inu Pitikra Lachsadra Vide. Now you want to make them to be Machshara Sukkah. Since they weren't made for the sake of the Sukkah, they can't help. Lav the Sukkah, Lashem Sukkah. The Afo got the little boy Mechitzas Lashman, even though you don't have to put up Mechitzas Lashem Sukkah. You can have a building that has mechitzas and put schach on top, and it's okay, even though the building wasn't made l'shem sukkah. Still, kulei haimi es lo mekelina. Rashi, that even though what you call pitikra is a halacha, but pitikra is a kula, and the rabbanim weren't makel except if the mechitzas were made for the sake of the thing, then you say pitikra. And according to others, Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Igros Moshe that it's a Hagbala Nalacham Shmisina. The Nalacham Shmisina is a special kula pitikra, and that only works where it's the shame, the thing that you want to be machsha. Okay. Right. Rabbi Yossi Omer Imutarim Iboilu. Rabbi Yossi Lehisra Leheter. Rabbi Yossi said if it's mutter for one Shabbos, it should be mutter for all Shabbos. And if it's not mutter for all Shabbos, then it shouldn't be mutter even for one Shabbos. So what did Rav Yossi mean to say? That it's mutter, it's asr. Since, what's it called? You can take it either way. Rav Sheshis means it's usher. Just like it's usher for future Shabbosis, it's usher for that Shabbos too. The Chenom Rav Yochanan, lesser. He doesn't hold of this Indian of Kivin Shehutra, the mix of Shabbos, Hutra L'chol HaShabbos. Tanya Nami Achi, Om Rav Yossi, Kishem Shasurim Losa Glavo, Kachasurim Losa Shabbos, Beferish. Itmar, Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Omar, Halachak Rav Yosef. Rav Chia Bar Yosef said, this is Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Omar Rav, Halachak Rav Yosef. Okay, that's the gears of the Bach. What's it called? Rav Chia Bar Ashi, in the name of Rav. That Halachak Rav Yosef. Shmuel Omar Halachak Rav Yehuda. That we do say, Kivin Shehutra, the mix of Shabbos, Hutra, the Chol HaShabbos. Or it says, Miyomer Shmuel Achi, the Shmuel then passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the mechitzas aren't there, the mechitzas fell down, since it was mutter, when Shabbos came in, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. But Asnan, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Bamedvorim Amurim Berirulei Tchumim. When do we say, what's it called, that you need das of a person to make an era for him, and you don't say Zochim Lodim Shlobafonav, that's only by Ruvei Tchumim. Because a Ruvei Tchumim, whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. So it's not a schus. It may be a chova. So you can't do it unless you get the okay from the person you're making the error for. Avu be Ruvei Chatzeros, Maharvin ben Ladas, ben Shalolatas. But on the other hand, a Ruvei Chatzeros, you can make an error even if the person doesn't know, because it's only a schus. What can it hurt him? It doesn't hurt him at all. Fishazachim Adam Shalobafada. In most cases of Heruvei Chatzeros, there's no chova at all, and the Gemara before gave a case where there is a chova, and then a chinami over there, you need the person to ask. But most cases, there's no chova. The Omer of Yehuda and Shmuel, Halachik Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, says that what's it called? That Halachas like Rav Yehuda. That you don't need das by Heruvei Chatzeros. The low old. Not only that, Shmuel said, wherever Rabbi Yehuda is said by Erevin, Halacha is like him. So that would seem to go with what we said now. That Shmuel said, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Kivin Shehutra, the mix of Shabbos, is Hutra Lach Shabbos Kuba. But there's more to it. But Omer Leir of Chanabag de Sol Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Athil of Movi Shenikal Karaso, of the Chayel, did Shmuel say this cloud that the halachas are to be Yehuda, even in a case where you had a mavi that on Shabbos the korah or the lechi was taken away, so it was mutter when Shabbos came in, but now the mechitzas aren't there, so does it remain mutter or not? And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Did Shmuel pass from the Rabbi Yehuda even in that case? I told you the gabi they ruve chatzeros the pass. But not the Gabi, the Mechitzos. When there's no Mechitzos, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So in Chora, in our case, there's no Mechitzos. So how could Shmuel have said that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when Shmuel Betheris said that when it comes to Mechitzos, that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Om Ravan and Ledidima Farshli Minei de Shmuel, Kan Shenifritz al Karmelis, Kan Shenifritz al Shus Arabi. When did Shmuel say that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda if the korah or the lechi is taken away, and you don't say kivin shehutra lemitzvah Shabbos? That's if it's part of Shushus Arabi. Then, if the mechitzah is not there, we're not makel that much, since it was mutter, remains mutter. But if it's only parted to a karmelis, which anyway is only nisa the rabbanon, then if it was mutter when Shabbos came in, the rabbanon say it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. Rashi. Bamedvar amamurim tzorich laudia beperichalov. By when do we say that you have to tell the person that you made an error for him before it'll be effective? Eruve chatzeros, la'olam uschus. By eruve chatzeros, most of the time it's a schus. Lohem. Aval eruve tchumim, panim shuchov. Shmatzim al-rosh kenegda. But eruve tchumim, sometimes it's a chov, because the guy doesn't want to lose his other side. Nifritz al-karmelis, shori krev yehuda, dinami oshi lafuki l'bar, labi shura deraisika. When did Shmuel say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Even when the mechitzas fell down. And we say Kivin Shehutra, that's when it's parlets to a carmelis. Where anyway it's only Nisra Darabana. But if it would be Nisra Daraisa, right, then we say that you don't say Kivin Shehutra. Okay, let's go on. Mishnah. Abona Ali al Gabishne Batim. You have two houses across the street, and you build a connecting aliyah between the houses. So the Mechen Kshorim Amufulashim, the same thing with bridges that are open on both ends, Metautlin Tachteyan B'Shabbos. So we say Pitikri Yori V'Sose, and you can carry under the bridge and under this aliyah, because the mechitzas of the aliyah and the bridge are considered like they go completely down, and you're enclosed in completely. Divrei Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim Osrim, and the Chachamim say it's no good. Ba'odam Rav Yehuda, Ma'arvin L'mov, V'yam Afulash, the Chachamim Osrim. Another thing Rav Yehuda says, you can make an Eruv in a Mavui that's totally Mafulash. In other words, it's open at both ends into a Shusarabin. So the Rishus HaRabim goes from one end to the other end through the Mavui. And the Chacham Mod, you can't do that. You can't be Mesakin or Mavui with a Korah or a Lechi if it's Mefulish on both ends to Rishus HaRabim. Only one end can be open to Rishus HaRabim, and the other end has to be closed off, the other three ends. Rashi. Al Gabi Shnei Batim, Vehein B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. They're across the street with the Rishus HaRabim in the middle. Metalflin tachas aliyah to pitikra mikan mikan yori v'sosin, because what you have is the aliyah is bordered by a wall of this house, and the length is pitikra on both sides, so it's considered like it's closed in on all four sides, two real walls and the pitikra of the bottom of the aliyah. The chen gishori mefulashim. Same thing goes with bridges. Sheyesh la mechitzas milmata b'shnei hatzlovin. Same thing. They have mechitzas on both sides of the bridge. Even though there's no mechitza on the ends of the bridge, because the bridge is open on both ends, so you can get through it. But on the sides of the bridge, there's mechitzas. Those mechitzas are considered like they go straight down. So Rashi says they have mechitzas milmata b'shnei hatzlovin. Why? Because we said before, you only say pitikra if the mechitzas were made for down. But the mechitzas of the bridge weren't made for people on the ground. They were made for people on the bridge. So you wouldn't say pitikra over here, except for the fact that the mechitzas extend down, and they weren't made for down too. Because the mechitzas that go down under the bridge have nothing to do with the bridge. So if the mechitzas were made at least partially for what's under the bridge, therefore you can say Pitikron extends out. Ma'arvin l'movi on the foolish, holdikashtei mechitzos. Since there's two mechitzos, Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzos, make Rishu Sayochid min HaTorah, and therefore you can close it off with a lechi and a korah, what's it called, mitarabana. And the Chachamim hold that two mechitzos does not make a Rishu Sayochid min HaTorah, and therefore it's not a Rishu Sayochid. And therefore you can't make a lechi or a korah with a rabbanon to fix up a mavui that's mefulish to both ends of Rishus HaRabim. According to the rabbanon, you need either a tzuris ha-pesach at one end and a lechi and a korah at the other end, or two tzuris ha-pesachs. Okay, Omer Rabba, lo teima hainu taimad Rabbi Yehuda mishum dikosover beiz mechitzos deoraisa. Don't learn that the reason Rabbi Yehuda said that if you build an aliyah between two houses at opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim that you can carry underneath is because he holds that the two mechitzas makes it a Rishus HaYachid De'oraisa. Ela Mishum, the Kesavar Pitikri Yorvi Sosi. Even if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that two mechitzas don't make a Rishus HaYachid, still here would be mutter because of Pitikri Yorvi Sosi. You need the Pitikra. Esve Abaya. Yeshua came on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said even more than that. Mishiyesh lo shnei batim, mishnei tzidei rishus harabim, also lechi mikan, the lechi mikan, o korah mikan, the korah mikan. Benosei benosei beemtza. Amru lo, ein marvin rishus harabim mikan. The Bais says, we have a Bais that says, Betherish, that even when there's no Pitikra, you have two houses on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, so Rishus HaRabim runs between these houses, all you have to do, that's a Mavi Mefulish, all you have to do is put a, what's it called, a Korah on either side, or a Lechi on either side, and you can carry. Why? It can't be because of Pitikra. There is no Pitikra. It must be because he holds two Mechitzes, Min HaTorah Rishus HaYachid, and therefore all you need is a Tikkun, as a Heker, that people shouldn't think you're carrying directly into Rishus HaRabim. So what's it called? So you see that Rabbi Huda's reason is not because of Pitikra. Because even when there is no Pitikra, you still say that it's Mutter. So it must be, in the case of the Aliyah, even if you wouldn't say Pitikra, it's still Mutter to carry underneath there, because it's a Rishus HaYachid, the Oraisa. Omarlei Miahi In. When what's it called? Rabba said what he said. He was saying you can't learn from the case of the Aliyah that Rabbi Yehuda holds the two mechitzas of the Reisa. Because over there, there's another reason why it's good. Because of Pitikra. Enochinami. From the Bryce, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds both things. He holds both the two mechitzas of the Reisa, and he also holds a Pitikra. But from this case, you can't know more than Pitikra. That's what Rabba was saying. Omer Avashi Mas Nisanami Deka. You can be Medayik. That also, what Rabba said from the mission. See, Rashi has two Lashonos. Midiktoni Va'odom Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arim B'movi HaMefulish, V'chachonim Osir. Rabbi Yehuda added another halach. Not only can you carry under the Aliyah, you can also, what's it called, carry in a Movi Mefulish if you made a tikkun with a Korah or a Lechi. Right? Even though it only has two sides. And there's no Pitikra. If you hold the first one, when he was matter the first one, the Aliyah, it was because of Pitikra Yorid the Sose. There he didn't have to come on to the two mechitzas. Because even if two mechitzas wouldn't be the Raisa, here he'd still say Pitikra Yorid the Sose. And that's why he said, behold, even more than that, even if there is no Pitikra, I hold the two mechitzas of the Raisa. Then the Mishnah makes sense. What's the hope? Right? And the Ihamrish Mishum de Kosovar Shte Mechitzes de Raisa. The first case was only good because the two houses form a good Mechitza to make it a Shusayachid. Then what's the vote of the second case? It's the same exact case. If you're not relying on Pitikra in the first case, the second case is no Chiddush. It's exactly the same as the first case. If you already know that Rabbi Yehuda is telling you the first case is good, the case of the Aliyah, because of Shtei Mechitzos, then the case of Mavu is the exact same case. But if the first case is because of Pitikra, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't come on to the two Mechitzos, he didn't bother with that. I don't need that as a heter. Pitikra's enough. Then, behold, O Rabbi Yehuda, not only where there's Pitikra do I say it, even if there's no Pitikra, two Mechitzos of the Raisa. Then the Mishnah makes sense. If not, what's the vote? It's the exact same case. Right? My vote. What's the vote? Shema minah, that the first case Rabbi Yehuda holds is because of Pitikra. And the second case, because he holds two mechitzas of the Raisa. And then Enochinami. In the first case also, he could have said because of two mechitzas. But he wanted to tell you, both didn't. I hold both Pitikra, and I also hold that, what's it called, that two mechitzas of the Raisa. Rashi has another verse, we'll see in a second. The Raisa means we learn it from Halacha Moshe Mishnah. The Ariyesh can base mechitzos mishnei habayim ilav mishum pitikra v'havishori. Right, we have two mechitzas on the side, and even if you hold, if Yehuda holds that two mechitzas don't make what's it called the brachus hayochad the Raisa, it still would be good because of pitikra. Yes, sir, okay. Reisha the Braisa, Echad Chalon, Shebein Shnei Batim, the Echad Chalon, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Ugishorim, Unefoshos, Urishus Arabim Amakora, Metalkalim Tachteim B'Shabbos, Div Rebbe Yehuda. Right? This is the safer of what the Reisha says. The Reisha says, whether it's a Chalon that's between two houses, or a Chalon between two Chatzeros, or a Gesher, a bridge, or nefashos is what's it called, is graves, and Rishus Harabim Makora, Rishus Harabim with a roof over it, you're allowed to metalkal underneath it, because pitikri yori the sosi. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Yes, Rakein on Rabbi Yehuda. Even more than that, Rabbi Yehuda said, even where you don't have pitikra, the afilu Rishus Harabim Gemura, the ain't shom tikra, regular Rishus Harabim doesn't have a roof. Lemay Mariori the sosi, that you could say pitikra yori, sure, it's still mutter. Why? B'shtei mechitzas, shom snakes, the Rishus Harabim. That's even a bigger chiddush. So you see the Therish, that Rabbi Yehuda holds both things. He holds that two mechitzas of the Raisa, what's it called, even where there's no pitikra, and he holds that, what's it called, that pitikra, even when there's no two mechitzas. Where it says, Miahiyin, Matzis Lemishma, Tishtei Mechitzas, the Raisa. From that price, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas, even without pitikra, is the Raisa. It's good. Of Masnisa, no Shaminla. But from the Mishnah, you wouldn't be able to learn that. The time you should see must be Tikru. Because in the Mishnah, maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda said what he said, that it's okay, the what's it called, the Aliyah, under the Aliyah, is because Pitikra, not because two mechitzas of the Raisa. Where he says, no, Masnisa and Domi Deka. Just Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzas, the Raisa. Even from the Mishnah, we could know that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtei Mechitzas, the Raisa. Why? Iyam is Bishlama, time of Rabbi Yehuda. Right now, the first question Rashi is, if you'll say the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, right, the Kamaisa, Nishum Dishtei Mechitzas Doraisa, right, that the reason is because two Mechitzas are Doraisa, not because Pitikri or the Sose, Anu Diktani, the Ode, right? That's why he has said the case of the Ode. The Ode, Zu, the Mashma, the Ode, Zu, Afogad, the Leka Pitikra, right? If even though there's no pitikra, matar Rabbi Yehuda, mishum high time, right? That's why Rabbi Yehuda is matar. The Ode is telling me, don't learn the Reisha, that it's only good because of pitikra, because Rabbi Yehuda said a case where there is no pitikra. Must be the Reisha is talking where what's it called, where it's not because of pitikra, because two mechitzas of the Reisha. And the Iyam is time, the Kamaisa, Mishum Pitikra, but if the reason of the first case with the Aliyah is because of Pitikra, my Va'od, what's the Va'od? Or B'movi Lepi Pitikra. It's not a Va'od, it's a new case. It's not an addition, right? Rabbi Yehuda said his din here, so you know that the first case had to be because of this reason. It's not those two separate cases. It's not an addition to the first case, where now it's a clarification. It's a separate case. There shouldn't be Va'od. My vote, of a movi like a pitikra. That's one lashon. But the second lashon is what we said. The lashon acher, masnisen nomi daika karat. The time of the kamaisa mishum pitikra. You can learn from the Mishnah itself that the first one must be because of pitikra, the case of the aliyah. Why? The hachi garsir. Iyam is bishon of the time of the Rabbi Yehuda b'kamaisa. Mishum dikasavra pitikra. If you hold that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said the case of the Aliyah is good is because of pitikra yori disose, ubasraisa mishum shtei mechitzas, and the chiddush of the second one is that not only do you say pitikra, we also say that two mechitzas is the raisa, even when there's no pitikra. Then, hainu dikani v'od. That's the v'od. Not only in this case, where there's two mechitzas and pitikra, do we say that it's Rishus HaYachid because of the pitikra, but even in the case of the Mavli, where there is no pitikra, and it's only because of what's it called, of two mechitzas, even there, Rabbi Yehuda holds Rishus HaYachid. You don't need both reasons. Either one is by itself is okay. Either pitikra without two mechitzas, or two mechitzas without pitikra. Then it's evolved. He's adding something new. Oh, Zu Matar Biuda, the Afogad Leka Pitikra, Mishum Shtei Mechitzas. And the Iyamras Kamaisa, Nami Mishum Shtei Mechitzas, but if you hold the first one, is Mutter because of two Mechitzas. Then, my Vahod, what's new? It's the same case. It's not a new case, a further case. Not only did Biuda say, in this case, where there's two Mechitzas and Pitikra, that because of Pitikra it's good, but even in a case where there's no Pitikra, it's good because of two mechitzas. But if the first case is also mutter because of two mechitzas, not because of Pitikra. Then what do we say? Not only did Rabbi Yehuda matter the case of two mechitzas by the Aliyah, he's also matter it by Mavon. What's the chiddush? Same exact case, just different walls. My vote, he. It's the same case. Pshita the Ma'arvin. Of course you can do it. You can do it in the case of the Aliyah. Why can't you do it in this case? Elamai, right, must be that it's a different reason, and that's the behold. Rishon Shemati, Rashi says, I heard the first lashon. The Ishtigarsi Kalishna Basra, Mistabra Kavasai. Some people go as like the second lashon, and it's more Mistabra to learn the second lashon than the first lashon. Hadron Lechko Gagas, Hadron Lechko Gagas, Hadron Lechko Gagas. So we're starting not today, tomorrow we'll start the last Terek and Erevi.